Bridgeview girls defeated St. Mary's in our first game, 44-34. On headset is Raptor girls coach Jeff Christensen. Jeff, ignited by a 10-0 start to this game, but Beth Pickenke scored your first 6 points.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. She has games where she'll be a little more hesitant than I'd like her to be, so she's finally breaking out again and just playing basketball, and that's what we really need.
Led 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. We're up by as many as 14 in the first half, ahead by 11 at halftime. Panthers get within 7 late in the third quarter, but no closer.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating, having a good lead. I just wanted us to kind of keep the pedal on, and we kind of let off again. And, we haven't had those breakout games where we just put it to somebody right away, and I'm still looking for that. I just want us to come out and put somebody away right away and hold that lead. But I'm glad that we're able to maintain and still get the job done.
Well, your first half through a three-quarter is actually free throw shooting was reminiscent of when I saw you in Holstein against OABCIG. Made 10 of your first 12, ended up 11 for 19 for the game, but solid work getting to and converting your free throws for the most part.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about in practice, is just being a little bit more aggressive and getting to the line. And, part of that's how the refs are going to call it, but that's just being aggressive and wanting to get to the hole and going up for the shot rather than passing it out when there's a close, some people down low or something. So I was really glad we shoot a lot of free throws during practice, and it's starting to show, and it's happy about that.
So I said Beth scored your first 6, wound up with 8 in the game. Emily Egger led to with 10, pretty well-balanced final line score offensively. Anything or anyone else you want to comment on and what they did in tonight's game?
I thought Carlin really did a good job of just catching and shooting. She didn't have all of hers go in, but a couple rimmed out, a couple are close, and I'm just glad that she's still looking at her shot. I just tell her to keep shooting. I'm never going to yell at a kid for taking a shot, unless it's a situational thing at the end of the game. But I just want to build that confidence in them, and I think that they're starting to see, just play basketball. Just go out and play basketball.
So what led to you maybe not putting together a full game as much as you'd want? Turnovers, a few too many, maybe not taking as good care of the basketball as you'd like?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in that second quarter, just turnovers. Just being a little lackadaisical at times. Just throwing a pass cross court when we really don't need that. We have a girl open, make 2 passes instead of the long one. Especially against teams like this that are athletic and have, long arms up and can get tips on balls. We just threw it away too much and too many silly mistakes, more mental mistakes, and that's something we can't have here late on the season. In the season, especially as we move forward to the postseason.
Well, yeah, you're winding her down. Postseason beckons later in the week, but before we talk about that, now you're 8-11 on the year. Picked up a Western Valley Conference tournament win over Westwood, also a Lawton Bronx win a little bit before that. So 8 wins on the year. You had to replace most of your starting lineup coming into the season. So overall, how do you feel about how things have gone?
I'm really happy, especially with the second half of the season, how we've come on. It was a rough start. We were trying to figure things out, trying to get a little bit of flow. We figured things out. The girls have worked really hard. They've been in the gym a lot. It's really showing, and I'm proud of them for that. I'm really glad to see that, especially now. We're kind of peaking at the right time. And as we head into tournament play, I think that they have confidence in what we're trying to do. So that's very important.
Our Weaver tomorrow, kind of a last-minute addition, adding the girls to that was just the boys. Tried to get that in twice before. Did not hopefully can tomorrow. So I'm guessing, I know they're not quite the caliber team they've been in recent years, but I'm not sure you've done a whole lot of scouting on them at this point.
They're a solid team. They have a couple big girls underneath, so we need to make sure that we box out and take care of. I think if we can use our quickness, that'll be a huge benefit for us. And we just got to go out and play basketball, find the open girl, and play good defense also. That's something we're trying to commit to. Usually when we play good defense, the rest just falls into place. So that's something we're stressing here as we head into the postseason.
So at our Weaver tomorrow, and then Saturday in Holstein, a 2A regional game, Akron Westfield will be coming in. What do you know about them?
They're a very similar team to us, I would describe. Similar records, similar pace of play. So I think it'll be an excellent matchup for us, and I think we're raring ready to go get that win on Saturday.
Saturday's game, Raptors and Akron Westfield. Make note, Raptor fans, will be broadcast on 97.5 KBVU. Jess Christensen, good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.